could change your mind. Take a chance. I'm the first in line. Take a chance. Honey, I'm still free. Take a chance on me. If you need me, let me know. Gonna be around. If you got no place to go when you're feeling down. If you're all alone.
If we never left, Jay-Z, I got the most excellent Roots band with me. Let's rock.
Can I be Questlove in this scenario?
Yeah, I think so. Travis, who do you want to be?
I don't listen to country music. I have no idea what you're talking about.
This is my brother and me. It's an advice show for the modern era. It is not a live Jay-Z concert live from Times Square. I can understand why you might be confused.
It possesses the same power and excitement and... blue language, though.
Yeah.
We have the ability to sell out the Garden in a day. We're like a young Marvin.
Yeah.
In his head. You know, don't worry about it.
Yep. So this is not a Jay-Z concert. It's my brother, me. If I show for the modern era, we take your queries and alchemy-like turn them into wisdom. Griffin, why don't you hit us with a question that we can advise someone on?
Sure. An anonymous
user... Don't make me have to be a liar.
An anonymous user on Formspring asks, I've been with my current girlfriend for around 3 months and feel more attracted to other women than to her. What would you advise I do?
Wow, boo, you need help with this one? Wow. How out of touch with your feelings are you?
3 months,
another girl. And I haven't seen my girlfriend in 3 weeks. Are we still together?
I think what you need to do is definitely stay in that relationship for the next 10 to 20 years. Maybe marry her. Have a couple kids with her.
Yeah.
Really
settle down. Number one, get her pregnant, because I think that's going to really clear up a lot of the problems that you guys have in your relationship.
Well,
you know what always makes someone sexier?
The three-month hump.
Responsibility.
The three-month hump is when things really start to get long in the tooth. I think after 3 months, I don't think any relationship can really remain fresh. You know, things start to go stale right around 10 weeks. So, you know, just you have to realize that that's an aspect that every relationship has to deal
with. You can't beat yourself up is what Griffin's saying.
Mm-hmm.
When you stop being attracted to somebody, fight through it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because eventually you're
going to
have... Get her pregnant, and then eventually you're going to find you have begrudging respect.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, nothing is more attractive than begrudging respect. That's
true.
Dad always said.
That's sexy.
Mm-hmm.
That's how Russell Crowe got so far. Is that he's begrudgingly respectful of all the women he meets, and it's hypersexual.
And it's also important that you cheat on her as much as possible, just 7-8 times a day, as much as you can physically stand, because that's good for her. Mm-hmm. It's not about you. She wants you to be happy, and that'll make her happy.
Yeah,
I'm glad. If you love them, cheat on them, and then if they come back to you, it was meant to be. That's like the old saying goes.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, this is one of those times where we're giving really bad fake advice. We don't want to anyone to follow it ever.
Yeah, let's give the real advice. Get out.
Yeah,
that's why we went with the fake advice first, because the real advice is boring. Get out. Run. Take the money and run.
But whatever you do, do not tell her what you just told us.
Yeah. Don't end it like that. Listen.
Honey, it's not me. It's you. You are not as attractive to me as other women are.
Yeah.
This is for your own good.
Yeah, I guess in that, it is. Yeah. Don't blame yourself. Blame every other woman for being more attractive than you are.
Unless.
It's their fault for being sexy.
Unless.
Unless.
The other women he's talking about are like Uma Thurman. Well, yeah, dude.
Look at yourself in the mirror. Yeah. Hey, maybe you should take inventory real quick.
Mm-hmm.
Like, go look in the mirror. Is your grill whack? Are your pecs wailing? Like, are you going to be able to get these girls that you're more attracted to? Like, you need to really make sure you're in a mental state where you're, like, that may be irrelevant. Like, that may not have any relation to what your situation is. You may find other women attractive, but that doesn't mean, like you realize some girls get paid to do that, right? To look attractive?
Mm-hmm.
Like, professionally?
This six and a half that you're with might be the best you can do.
Yeah.
Unless you go wail on those pecs some more. Blast your core, wail on your pecs.
Get some pec juice and
confuse
just
those
it
muscles,
right in. Yeah.
And then you'll be ready to go.
So I guess what we're saying is, look at your life and then settle.
There we go.
Settle.
I think all of our advice boils down to that one central thesis.
Just settle.
Recently, I was in a situation. This is from Ramsey via Gmail. Recently, I was in a situation where I was provoked at a large public sporting event. There was some unkind words exchanged, and I was asked to stand up and fight. I was certainly up for it after how annoying the guy was towards me. But given I was outnumbered, surrounded by 50 police officers, as well as being with a new peace-loving friend, I decided to just grit my teeth and move away. Yes, that's always the right answer. I'm about to turn 19. I've noticed that as I get older, I'm put in more of these types of situations, even when keeping to myself. So I ask you, should I man up and attempt to take out the next schmo that goes off at me, or should I continue to back off? Well, Ramsey, us McElroys are lovers, not fighters. We weren't really caught into violence. Don't cotton to it.
Yeah, I've only been in one fight in my life, and it was when someone cut in the four square line. I've told this story before, and I spoke up, and I got slapped in my face. It was such a powerful slap that I fell down to the ground.
And Ramsey, my advice is balance out your new peace-loving friend with a really shitballs crazy friend.
Yeah.
And that way you won't have to do anything. You can just sit there and look at him and be like, Frank, I don't know about this guy. And then there Frank goes, set off like a match, killing that dude.
Yeah, Frank, this guy was looking at us weird. You know what? I don't really think usually... I think fighting is okay to defend, like, somebody you care about. But other than that, like, who cares? The guy... You're only 19, so let me give you some guidance from somebody who's 29, who's got a decade on you. If you try to fight everybody who's an idiot, you are going to be exhausted. Because most people are stupid and deserve to have their faces punched in. You just can't... You don't have enough punches in you for all the people that need to be literally fucking punched in the nose. Like, hard until it breaks and the bone goes up in their brain and kills them instantly.
Yeah.
A lot of people need that treatment.
You have to take solace in the fact that most of those people are going to do the punching to themselves. Because when you get two, you know, egos in the same room like that, and they're both, you know, drunken, violent wrecks, then they're going to mess each other up. They're going to take care of that problem themselves. It's a self-solving problem. That's why I love watching Jersey Shore.
Right. The problem is the solution.
Mm-hmm. Never, ever underestimate the power of being able to feel superior to that person.
Yeah, right.
Because they want to hit you, and you decide not to hit them, you just won. You won the fight without ever throwing a blow, my friend.
Sure.
I like to do a little sexy harem girl dance, because think about that. Either you're going to defuse the situation, because he's going to get a chuckle, and everybody will walk away friends. That's the ideal. Or, alternately, he's going to slap you, and then he'll be that guy that hit the dancing guy. Like, who wants to be friends with the guy that hit that guy who was just dancing? All he was doing was dancing. Expressing his love through motion. Also, don't go to sporting events. That might help.
Yeah. Can I tell you why I've never gotten in a fight, for real? And you should take note of this, Ramsey, because you're only 19. I'm always afraid, like, the first fight I get into, like, it's going to get into fisticuffs, and then someone's going to, like, punch me in my eye, or, like, in my good eye, and just pop it right out. and then I won't have an eye anymore. Or, like, they'll punch me in my sweet, straight teeth and jack up my whole grill. And that'll be the end of it. And that'll be a thing I have to deal with for the rest of my life. Like, they'll punch me, and then I'll have an Owen Wilson nose for the rest of my life because of this one altercation.
Do you know why I never got in a fight? I was taking a stage combat class, and the professor grabbed my wrist and held my fist up in the air and announced very loudly, "Does everyone see this? Travis McElroy has fists of iron. If he were to ever accidentally hit someone, he would kill them."
Yep.
So I've lived in fear that the first time I punch someone, dead.
You'll knock their eye out.
That's a heavy burden.
I will just straight up kill them.
Well, Travis, you've been in more fights than all of us, because I remember one time in middle school there was an altercation where you beat the shit out of somebody with a trombone case.
That is correct. Knocked him right on his ass.
Good times, good times.
Griffin's big claim to fame is just Griffin, stay away from people who are slap happy. Like, if they look like I'm gonna slap somebody, you gotta get away from them. Are you
gentleman with the giant hands?
Yeah.
I don't know, but I'm not going anywhere near him.
What's up with Everlong over there? Griffin, are you especially top heavy and I've never noticed?
Formspring asks, I need relationship advice on how to be more romantic. My wife states that I am not romantic, and I need ideas for how to do so. McElroy's, I need your help. You've come to the right place.
Yeah. Have you?
Take her to a nice monster truck rally.
Spontaneity is the secret.
Mm-hmm.
That's my advice.
Stab a drifter.
Are you talking like sexy romantic, or like romantic? Like, I made dinner for you romantic.
Making dinner is a classic.
Mm-hmm. Clean the house.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Do the dishes.
I think that romance is not doing what somebody asks you to do, but doing what they want you to do. Because that I think is sort of at the heart of romance, because it makes the woman or man feel like you know them really well. And that's the feeling that they want, like you know them and still care enough to put the extra effort in. So do something that you think she wants you to do but wouldn't ask you to do. If that's the butt, that's the butt. You know, it's completely up to you.
Why don't you see if you can get James Taylor to write a song about her?
Mm-hmm. There you go.
We know James
do
Taylor.
Do a little harem girl dance.
Do a harem girl dance is another... No, don't do that. Unless she's trying to fight with you.
Yeah, yep. Then it's like, whoa, what's up with this dancing guy? Kevin, you can make her hash browns. Who doesn't like those?
Mm-hmm.
It might not be romantic, but she'll be full.
You know what? And just every so often, buy her some flowers. Don't make it a big deal. Don't be like, look what I did. Just come home from work, hand her the flowers, say I love you. Before you settle down to play video games for several hours.
Yeah, just let her know that you care. It's mainly about putting effort in. That's what I would say. So if you put the effort in, it doesn't really matter what you do. I mean, try to do the right thing, but it doesn't really matter. Just
and
put
you,
the effort
you
in.
Might get some A for effort.
Ooh.
Yeah? Yahoo Answers user Lala asks, how do you get airbrushed poreless skin naturally? Is it possible? Pretty sure
poreless skin is what mannequins have.
I'm like, pretty sure you need
that.
Them pores, Lala.
Yeah, you definitely need the pores.
I think that
I disagree. What you need to do is be beautiful.
Sure, but I like your skin is a porous membrane through which things need to move, or else you'll
no. That
you'll
is
just
so
die,
2000
right?
and late. In this day and age, what you need to do is get some surgery to have every pore individually removed.
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen Chad? He's got that non-porous. Surface.
They took a skin graft off the back of his thighs and just filled in his holes.
He sweats from his mouth, though.
He sweats from his mouth like a dog, which is...
Chad, are you drooling? No, don't be gauche. I don't have pores.
pardon me, sir. Perhaps you didn't notice my smooth mannequin-like skin.
Excuse me. I see a water cup here. I don't see a sweat cup for the sweat pouring out of my mouth. It's quite warm in your establishment, and I need a receptacle for my mouth sweat.
Where is your trough? Where do you keep your troughs? Because I'm about to hit the tread.
Pardon me, where is the spittoon?
Where is your novelty Western spittoon? Excuse me, the tone when I spit into your spittoon with my mouth sweat was an A, and I prefer a nice B flat. Could you have your spittoon tuner come
I'm beautiful, by? Damn it.
I'm beautiful, I ain't deserve this.
Have you guys heard about how fast Chad can swim? I guess he's just so aerodynamic. He just gets in the water and just...
That's what was going on with Michael Phelps. He was trying to get high enough to convince himself to get his pores removed.
Oh, Lala.
Oh, Lala. You
go ahead and get those pores filled in, because it sounds like something that would kill you.
Yeah. Or coat your face in Play-Doh, and then when people ask if they can see your pores, and then... If they can't, then the day is yours. Yep. My question is, this is from Jared via Google Voice. I always forget to zip my fly, and halfway through my day, I realize this. I was basically wondering what's the easiest way to zip it without anyone noticing. Oh, that's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
Usually I like to pretend to read something on a wall. There's always things on walls.
Yeah.
Just go read. I sound like Andy Rooney for a second. People are always putting things on walls.
You notice that?
Have you noticed that? Why can't our walls just be wall-like? No, go pretend to read something on a wall. I think that's pretty smooth.
Or stand in
I pretend to masturbate.
Stand in the corner and pretend to masturbate. But face the corner. Don't face outwards when you're in the corner.
And every so often, turn your head and look over your shoulder and make eye contact with someone.
This one's for you, Dave.
zip it up and announce loudly, "Sorry, lady, show's over." It'll work out pretty good.
You're gonna make some friends doing that. Check it.
Chuck it. Curtain's going up.
Into Act One.
Into Act One.
Tune in later tonight.
It's in the backseat of my Datsun Act Two. Check it out. The 11 o'clock show is totally different from the 7, ladies. You know what I mean? I think you do. What do I do about a clingy friend who likes my company way more than I do hers? She's proclaimed us besties without any encouragement from me, and she comments on every tweet, despite not getting most of them. I don't get why this is funny. Silly me, lols. Oh, she sounds terrible.
My question is, why? First of all, no one needs to comment on tweets. Like, I get it. Don't do that.
I would appreciate if you would do that more. I tweet you specifically sometimes.
I'm not going to tell you your tweets are funny.
Just last week, I tweeted you about that that Ferris Bueller being similar to Fight Club, and you didn't even respond.
No, I'm a terrible brother because I read that, and it's the funniest thing I've ever read. And it honestly made me think. Made you grow.
Made you learn.
Better person.
Okay, we're not helping them. Okay, we're helping each other. This is, gosh. The hard thing about this is that you're not going to suddenly start liking this person more.
Sure. Also, she probably wants to be more than besties.
Whoa, you think it's the apocalypse rearing its head.
Oh, is it a lady? Is it a lady asking this question?
I assume so.
Well,
see, you don't know.
Oh, wow. I think that the tough spot about this is that I think relationships like this are much easier. This sounds like somebody who's maybe in high school or college. Mm-hmm. These relationships are much easier to navigate when you're an adult.
Because you don't see them.
You just don't see them. It's irrelevant. It doesn't matter if they're your besties or not. I think for the moment, though, all you can do is just sort of, you know, there's no easy way to back off of it. You kind of have to cut the cord.
And the problem is, unfortunately, it sounds like you actually kind of like this person. Mm-hmm. You know,
right.
Like, you describe her as a friend, and, you know, so it's not like this person I hate thinks we're friends. So that makes it tricky, because if you hate them, you can just straight up be like, hey, I hate you. The best thing you can hope for is that it's like buying a pair of uncomfortable shoes, and eventually it'll get broken in and be a little bit more comfortable, but you're never going to love them.
Yeah, and by that point, the shoes are going to be old, and so you just throw them away.
Yeah, old shoes. You know, honestly, you should really think to yourself, how much is this impacting your life? Like, if they're commenting on your Twitter, whatever, like, sometimes it's worth it to have somebody who's in your corner that hard, even if sometimes they get on your nerves.
And chances are, she doesn't have a lot of friends, so, you know, be nice
to her.
Just
play it cool. Play it cool, but set boundaries, and let her know that you can't spend every waking moment with her. But there's no reason to be a jerk about it.
Dear MBMBAN. Okay. Did we have a...
My brother and...
Nani, our grandmother.
Nani.
Nani. Dear my brother and Nani, what's the best way to tell my girlfriend that she should shave her armpits more often? I'm afraid to hurt her feelings, but her stubbles kind of gross me out.
Her stubbles?
Her stubbles.
I have named each one. This is Gregor, the stubble. why are you so into her stubble? Can I tell you something? I've been married for, I don't know, some years. Don't, there's not a good way. There's no best way. There's only the worst way, which is to do it at all.
I just came up with the best way.
Oh, God.
I know what you're going to say.
Go ahead and shave your own armpits super clean. And then just keep saying things like, feel how smooth that is. Isn't that nice?
Isn't that a nice feeling on your hands?
I love
that. Have you considered shaving her armpits while she's sleeping?
I was thinking about that. Or along those same lines, maybe when you're taking a shower together, say, it would be such a turn-on if you would let me shave your underarms and then do it every morning.
Oh, yeah. That's good.
And say things like, I read about this on the internet.
Mm-hmm. I heard if about this in Cosmo. The scrape of the razor against your poreless armpits.
Here's the only way you can navigate this well, Formspring, is to not make it seem as though the it's all about your phrasing. It can't be that her stubble grosses you out. It has to be that smooth underarms turn you on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know,
let it like, be a decision she makes for you.
Yes, next time she shaves underneath her arms, say, oh my god, it's so hot, so sexy to me when your underarms are shaved.
Now be careful, because if you push it too hard, she's going to start thinking you're some kind of armpit weirdo.
Say, okay, you got to say first then, honey, I'm not an armpit weirdo.
But I'm not one of those pitties you read about on the internet.
Yeah, don't, if she does shave her armpits, don't just go up there and say, let me see them, and then say, closer. Shave closer next time. Yeah. Against
what
the
Griffin
grain.
Is saying, definitely don't do that.
Don't look at her armpits and say, I want to be in there.
Yeah. Hey, looking good. I'd like to be in there. I'd like to be in your under your arms. I'd like to be underneath there.
Can I live in there?
I'd like just to be me. In there. Just let me hang out in there.
And then wear her armpit like a hat.
And then wear her armpit like a hat. All day.
Okay.
Honey, I'm ready to go to sleep now. Can you stop wearing my underarm as a hat? Should I get my... This is from Anna. Anna says, should I get my knuckles tattooed? I really want to do it, but my mom hates the idea and thinks people will view me poorly for the rest of my life if I do.
Well...
I told my husband I was thinking about not doing it, and he started making chicken noises. Cheep, 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 cheep. My tattoo artist friend drew it on for me in Sharpie so I could see how it would look and live with it for a day. I loved it. I don't want to hurt my mom's feelings, but you only live once, right, Anna? Well, that now, depends, Anna.
This, she attached a picture
did she?
Of it drawn on to her knuckles, and it said Earl Grey.
Ooh.
Which is the best thing I've ever seen.
That's kind of fresh.
That is pretty fresh. I know.
And she is a burlesque knife thrower.
Yeah, Anna, that's fresh. I'm sorry. Here's the best rationale that I've ever heard about tattoos. It really puts it all in perspective. I saw, it was actually when I went to get my first tattoo, I saw an article that somebody had written on that particular tattoo parlor in the local paper, and the tattoo artist said, people always tell me, would you want that on your hand when you're an old man? And I always say, if I'm an old man and my biggest concern is whether or not I have a tattoo, I've lived a pretty good life. It's like, yeah, okay, that makes a lot of sense.
I mean, and if you're a burlesque dancer, I think it
burlesque
kind of,
knife thrower.
Burlesque knife thrower. I imagine there's some dancing involved in that, though.
Probably.
Yeah, just go for it.
Just go for it. Who cares? It makes you a more interesting person. Mm-hmm. I really think that in this, it doesn't make you. I'm sorry. Let me rephrase that. It's something you want to do, and if it's that important to you that you're willing to do it, you're not going to, like, suddenly hate it. It's part of your character, you know?
And as long as it's something that if somebody, like, pointed out and said, hey, that's cool, and, like, you had a story behind it, something is really important to you, always do stuff that is important to you.
Yeah. And
plus, your husband is awesome for doing chicken noises because you didn't want to get a tattoo on your hands.
I would also say, Anna, that before you do it, you need to come up with a reasoning for it that you give to commoners. I think that you need to have two excuses for every tattoo. One that you give to cool people that why the tattoo is cool, and one that you give to lame people. Like, we all have these Zelda tattoos, and cool people I tell it's a Zelda tattoo, and people I don't give a shit about I tell them it's tribal.
I say it's Egyptian.
I like it.
You say it's Egyptian?
Yeah, I say it's Masonic.
Well, that's so weird.
Deal with it.
My pineapple tattoo, I just, when people ask me about it and I don't want to tell them, I just say, I'm really into pineapples right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I let them fill in their own stories.
People vastly overestimate how much time everybody else spends thinking about them. If you want it, you get it. You only go around once.
So I have a short series of three Yahoo questions that are related. So I figured we could knock them all out really quick in like a short segment. Just about, you know, it's about the universe. You know, it's about the universe. It's about space. It's about man's journey into space. And I was thinking it would be nice for us to just take a moment and just get all Carl Sagan on this shit.
All right.
Let's do it. Take me on a journey, Griffin.
Okay. Question one. What are the stars in outer space? What they're made of? What they look like? This one's reasonable. It's from Jeffrey Pett. So I'm figuring he's a younger person. Jeffrey, if you really want to know the answer to this, I would suggest listening to They Might Be Giants classic, Why Does the Sun Shine? I feel like it fills in a lot of the blanks that you don't seem to understand.
But it's most of it is untrue.
Yes, but...
So listen to the new one off of their CD, Here Comes Science. Mm-hmm.
And as a counterpoint, the stars are made up of the souls of our ancestors.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And also the devil. The sun shines because the devil lives in it.
That's correct.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's question one. Question two. Is the universe really inflating, or are we shrinking? I don't understand the inflating, expanding universe concept. If you're inside of something in this case, I think all of the scientists are inside of the universe. Can you really tell that this thing, the universe, is expanding? I don't think so. Maybe the universe is not getting larger, but we, humans, planets, etc., are getting smaller. I think that the only thing we can surely say is the universe is getting larger with respect to us. PS1, sorry for the bad English. PS2, I'm not very advanced in physics, so I can be wrong in some manners. Please warn me if I'm doing a big mistake.
I like that. I'm going to you know what? What if Galileo had dropped that one? Like, listen, this is just me. I'm just spitballing here. This is just me.
You PS2, guys, I have no idea what I'm talking about, so
you guys
don't listen to old Galileo.
You guys poo-pooed my whole sun thing, but check this shit out. We're shrinking.
What do you think? Just putting it out there. Don't really know. Not certain.
I'll be honest. I've been having this feeling in my core lately, and I can't describe it. It's just kind of like a weird sensation, and I think it might be because we're all shrinking in unison. None of us know we're shrinking because we're all shrinking. You remember that scene in Men in Black right at the end when it turns out the whole kit and caboodle is just in a big intergalactic marble game?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Think about it.
Oh, shit.
Shit. Question
three. Man, I'm supposed to laugh at Yahoo questions, not get freaked out by
it. Oh, you're going to hate this one, then.
Okay.
Question three, the final question of the series. What was traditionally done to prevent mind control by space elves?
I like he's a man who honors the traditions.
Yeah. He's not saying, how do you do it today? He's saying, like, how are you going to do it when people laugh at you?
Old Wild West remedies for mind control by space elves. There had to be some sort of tincture that settlers
used. Genghis Khan used to use this exact same thing.
They used to rub an unguent on their babies so that the space elves couldn't take over their poor baby minds.
Khan used to make a poultice out of lotus flowers and honey, and he would rub that on his mustache.
Everyone knows that space elves can't get through opium.
Yeah.
It's true.
Because they get too high, and then they freak out.
So cover your babies in sweet, sweet opium.
I just refreshed it, and there's some additional details that say, come on, I'm not joking, they're from Venus, and they are gross.
I feel like people are trying to bait you now. They're trying to get you specifically to look at their questions.
That's entirely possible.
The most roundabout thing in the world, though. Like, I'm going to post a question on this website, so hopefully Griffin McElroy looks at it.
I mean, if that was this guy's goal, he succeeded. My problem is his problem with these space elves, is it that they're trying to control his mind, or that they're gross and he'd rather not be around them?
I do not agree with them politically.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't like their stance on immigration. So here's a good one. I recently got a sweet new ride. I've heard that cars are like chick magnets. The problem is when I'm having a conversation with a girl, it's rarely in my car. Conversations happen in buildings. How do I leverage my new car into getting girls? Does it involve using terms like chick magnet and sweet ride unironically? Evan, Gmail.
Well, simple answer, drive your car into the building.
Hey, ladies.
Billy Joel gets more tang than anybody on the planet.
Yeah, sorry about your fracture, but check these out.
Look at these rims that are on top of your leg.
Can you see them? Yes.
Yeah, it's got a Hemi.
It's crushing my ocular cavity. I've got a pretty good look at it. So kill girls with it. That's one. Mm-hmm. Two, get white spray paint and write the word taxi on your car. And then wait outside of crowded buildings. That should work.
Write it crudely, though, in like a Little Rascals font.
With a backward A.
Make the X backward.
A backward A?
Yeah, in taxi?
Okay.
I was thinking lowercase.
Okay, that makes more sense.
Okay.
Thank you. A backward X.
Backward I.
I think what you need to do is start practicing this line. Can I buy you a drink, and would you like to share it with me inside my car?
Mm-hmm. Bartender, this lady and I are really hitting it off. Can we get to-go cups, please?
A traveler.
Can I get a traveler? Do you have sippy cups? Because I don't want to spill in my new car because it is very nice.
Could I get a lid for this MGD 64, please?
How about a nipple? I just have a nipple that I could use.
I like how he doesn't... He says that cars like this are chick magnets, but he doesn't say exactly what kind of car he owns, because I think we would better be able to advise him if he's like,
sweet
yeah,
Kia.
Oh, I've got myself a 2005 PT Cruiser. Let's do it.
The other option is, and I think this is a little more outside the box, but have you considered acting like a car to try to steer conversations in that way? Do you ever walk up to a girl and say, hey, vroom, vroom, open my door? And they say, what? And you say, I've got a car. And if they're impressed by that, then I think you're halfway home.
Have you thought about maybe an airbrushed t-shirt?
Oh, an airbrushed t-shirt. I have a car.
My car.
I have a car. It's pretty sweet.
M-A apostrophe car. And it's a picture of
you. And then
you.
Just an ironed-on picture of your car.
It's a picture of you sitting on the hood of your car, making out with a girl, only the girl doesn't have a face. It just says your face here on it.
Yeah, and make sure it's not a mannequin, because girls have a pretty good sense of that.
Yeah,
they can see the pores.
So I think all those are really good suggestions.
I think we've pretty much hit the nail on the head. Hello, brothers. I just had a quick question for you guys. I'm sorry if this makes me seem insecure, but is it bad if I don't want to date a girl because she has too many male friends? Thanks, Kirk.
Thanks, Kirk.
Kirk.
I love that Kirk... Kirk, I'm not trying to, you know, hate on Kirk, but he did spell two T-W-O, which makes me think she has two male friends, and that's too many for Kirk's liking.
Maybe he just forgot the T-O-O, so she has two too many.
Mm-hmm. Listen, if you lose two male friends, you would be right in the zone.
I think we need to balance out. I've got eight, and you've got 10. So, Get rid of those two. I don't like John, and I don't like Steven.
You could have a one-way ticket to Kirkywood if you just drop two of those zeros. You could get with the champ, Kirk.
Or give me one of them, and then we'll both have nine. And then we'll go straight to Kirkland.
Wait a minute. Kirk, if you make those guys your friends, then you just have a large circle of friends. Mm-hmm.
That is correct.
Problem solved. Or... every time you see one of them, just ask, hey, you two banging? Like, make sure it's in front of her, though, so she knows that you know what's up.
And also, it'll make her feel special and loved and wanted.
Yeah, fight for her.
Yeah. Just every time you see any one of her friends, punch them.
Any
because
guy.
Justin was joking, but it's a scientific fact that her and all of her male friends have either... had sex at some point or came awfully close.
Yeah, that's just science.
That's just scientific fact. There was homecoming. Both their dates stood them up. They came really, really close.
They've at least got the third base, and they were rounding home when his dad walked in.
Mm-hmm. MBMBAM, this is a different sort of question for us. MBMBAM, when a girl you've just met is fully expecting you to get her number, but you don't like her like that, is it better to avoid the issue, which makes things super awkward, or to get those digits without any intention of calling? Ooh,
this is why I carry around
this one.
A big pouch of smoke bombs with me everywhere I go. Because you drop one of those, and then you dive through the nearest window, and then the situation's averted.
Mm-hmm. Or tell her you're going to call, then pack your bags and move
right
away.
Move to some rural neighborhood in Utah where there's no service.
You could do that classic, like... listen, I'm worried that this is going really good, but I'm worried it's not meant to be. I'm going to put my phone number in a copy of Love in the Time of Cholera, like in Serendipity, mm-hmm. and then I'm going to sell it to a used bookstore.
But actually just burn it.
And then just burn it. Then so it's like romantic, but in the same way you're never going to have to see her again. Or just start talking shit about phones. Just like halfway through your convo, if you think it's going that way, just like, ugh, all those buttons.
Ugh. Like, how about you use an iPhone? There are no buttons. Like, it's virtual buttons. They're even worse.
If she takes out a phone, make like a yuck face. Like, ugh.
Or just slap
phones.
It out of her hand.
She uses phones in this day and age. It's all about mental powers.
Yeah, you could break her phone.
Yeah. Yeah, sure. Let me just put it right in. Oh, no.
Yes, you want to do.
These big, say, stupid, strong hands of mine.
I studied under David Blaine for a few years, so give me your phone, and I'm going to dunk it in this glass of water. And then when she looks at you, just say, ta-da.
Here we go. Sploosh. Away. Mind freak.
Mind freak. I just convinced you to give me your phone. Mind freak. I'm a girl. I'm not. I'm a girl who plays Xbox games like Halo and Modern Warfare 2 and Mind Freak. I meet a lot of great people this way, but there are always a few who think because I'm a girl, I should be making them a sandwich instead of playing. What is the best way to deal with these guys? Also, Tristan the Marine got me hooked on you guys, so thank him for introducing me to such an awesome show.
Tristan, Tristan. The Marine. Tristan, not only protecting our nation, yeah. Protecting us, swooping Osama's poon, he is expanding our audience. He's evangelizing.
He's protecting us from the far worse threat of people not listening to our show. That's way worse than Osama. Thank
you, Tristan.
Thank you, Tristan, for your service and your sacrifice. So Rachel, the only surefire way is to talk like this. And people will think you're a monster, like a scary monster, and they won't ask you for anything. Talk like this.
And yell things like, I will come through the TV and kill you.
Yeah.
Or get a deep-voiced man to do it. We used to play a game where I would, or Sydney, I think, would be on the microphone just talking to people while we played Modern Warfare or Halo. And then we would grab the mic away, either Justin or I, and yell at them that we were going to come murder them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was fun. That was fun. Have you considered, how would you even get the sandwich to them?
Yeah.
Yeah. Start like, asking them a really detailed question about the sandwich.
About the sandwich. Like, ask them, like, for a FedEx account number and like, and
also,
where you can buy dry
ice.
Also,
if they have any food allergies, anything you need to know, preferred deli meat.
Get their address and put it right on the internet. And then just watch 4chan go.
I think you've got to really beat them. Like, you've really got to be better than they are at Halo and Modern Warfare 2. That's I think, a surefire way. Because then you can be like, that's right, I'm a girl. And I just beat you.
And this is me humping your face.
This is me humping your face.
They're going to... How does... They are going to like that.
Yeah. Or you could trick them into sexually harassing you and then report them. That works good. I like that.
Yahoo Answers user... Smiley face. It's just a smiley faced emoticon.
Okay.
Asks, do guys like Peter Griffin get laid in real life? In terms of characteristics, i.e., fat retard.
What? I could draw you a bit. I could paint a picture of the person asking this question, and I would be like sketch artist. Level accurate. Like, you could put a wanted poster up of this bitch, and he'd be like, oh, that guy. Oh, that's that guy who asked that Yahoo Answers question. Justin knows exactly what he looks like.
No. No.
They have to pay for it.
Yes. Okay, in that instance. They don't get married to, you know.
It depends on if you mean, like, they're fat and, like, if you mean, okay, fat, if they're retarded, if you're using that as a pejorative, if you're saying, like, oh, you're so retarded, then no. If they're clinically retarded, then yes, those services are provided by the government. Mm-hmm. Your tax dollars are worth.
Are you I'm sorry, can we stop the show really quick? Are you describing hookers that the government pays for to sleep with retarded people?
Yes.
You're talking about
on
hookers.
This inside track in D.C., is this a new thing? Is this been going on for a while?
You're talking about hookers that are partitioned for retarded people to sleep with on the government dime. My tax dollars.
Right. You get a helmet. They provide you with a helmet.
For who?
For the hooker?
Exactly, for the hooker.
Okay.
Because there's usually model planes and the like dangling from their ceiling.
Sure.
So the helmet.
And
the
also the strength.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, this. God.
It's hard for. This is the worst thing we've ever said on the show. It's hard for a mentally handicapped person to get you know, aroused without giving someone a bonk on the head.
Just a bonk. Just like one bonk. Just one little brain dust.
Give them the old sex bonk.
They give them an old windmill chop right to the crown.
A lot of people don't know this, but that's actually how new retarded people are created. It's a hooker having sex with a retarded person who gives them a bonk on the head until they themselves are retarded, mm-hmm. and then the government has to get a norm male to have sex with that hooker, and the cycle continues.
Can we move on?
Yeah.
Please, dear God.
You're definitely going to edit this out, right?
No.
You do have to promise me you'll edit this out.
Kenneth.
I like it.
Kenneth on Gmail asks, my question, however, is how old is too old to think you might have developed superpowers? I ripped a metal door off its hinges at work and thought, okay, this might be it. Super strength. I tried to lift something ridiculously heavy and no jive, just a broken door, I guess. Do you guys do this? And when is too old?
Straight up, Kenneth, you do have a superpower, but it only works on doors.
Some doors.
Some doors. Not all doors. Some doors.
Broken doors.
You already have super good taste in podcasts. Is that a superpower?
No.
I actually, Justin, if you were to have a superpower based off of your everyday life, what do you think it would be? Like, if you were to all of a sudden realize, oh my God, this is a superpower.
I would want to have a super ability to be able to tell people if they were too old to have developed superpowers. I don't think that that's shooting too high, and I think that it would be really useful in the day-to-day, because I could really ruin people's days. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I just walk past and be like, nah, too old, nah, sorry.
Mine is I can tell what people's shoe sizes are by the sound of their voice. Like, really? Jared, who called in Google Voice, he was a 10.5.
Wow, that's incredible.
Yeah.
That's amazing. How do you do that?
I don't know, size 13.
Oh,
my God.
I can do the same thing, but only when that voice is telling me what size shoes they purchased. Mm-hmm. Then I'm pretty good at it.
And that they
I'm
purchase like, the shoes for themselves.
I'm like 50-50 because of the listening thing.
Mm-hmm.
The comprehension just isn't there. I want to hear Griffin's last question, because it's always a humdinger. But first, I want to tell you about all kinds of exciting things. First off, we have one more week of pre-orders for My Brother and Me t-shirts. You can find those at, if you go to mbmbam.com and you click buy stuff. One more, and again, we don't know how many of those we're going to make. They're soft. They look comfortable.
Do we know that they're soft? Have we felt these shirts before?
I have been assured that they are soft.
What if they're like pine cone rough? What if they're scaled? What if they're scaly? What if they're actually nail
like chainmail?
Yes.
Well, that's an added benefit, isn't it? Our shirts protect against the elements.
So our shirts will either be baby soft or they'll be protective.
Mm-hmm. I think that if you want a different style of t-shirt. A lot of people have asked me, they want t-shirts that say, my walnut is a temple, or they say that some people wanted lube bag, that shirt. If these do well, we might do a second run with different shirts. But these are the two on offer for right now. So that's that. So we've also got a iPhone, iPod app. It is My Brother and Me, the app experience. It's you can search for it on iTunes, MBMBAM, and we're going to put a link up under the buy stuff section as soon as the show's over, so you can go there and get it if you want it.
What's all involved in that app experience?
What's all involved? Well, you got access to every show, every episode. You can download art from the shows and use them as wallpapers. You got that. You can get some extras. Well, there's at least one extra. Well, we're gonna have some bonus content up there. We have one little audio clip right now that I put up. It won't be anything too big because we know a lot of people don't have iPhones. And we don't want to make anybody feel left out. But we do want to do a little something for the people that spent the dough, Ray Mee.
The one that's up there, though, is super funny. I thought it was super funny. You had me rolling, dog.
Oh, did I have you rolling?
You had me straight rolling.
You had me lolling. Nice.
Rolling, rolling, and rolling.
Rolling,
rolling. Rolling and rolling. So that's up there, and the newest episode will always be there. It's on that app, and I hear background downloading is coming soon. A lot of people have been asking me about an Android app. It seriously is so out of our hands. This is just a service that Libsyn, our podcast provider, provides, so totally up to them whether or not you will be able to get that on Android eventually. We have, like, no control over the app or...
The Empire, really.
Or the t-shirts. We're not doing those either. We're just we just make the laws.
We're just three brothers.
We're just in the game of life.
Three real brothers
who
give out advice on the internet. Everybody else, you know, makes the
and
magic
live
happen.
In a giant mansion.
Also on the app, there's links to our Facebook and a button to call us and a button to visit our website and a button to email us. So all those, like, question seeking options are there at your fingertips.
I'm going to rattle off all of our contact info now.
Oh, do it.
Email us, mbmbam@gmail.com, with your questions. You can go to Formspring, which I believe is formspring.me/mbmbam. You can tweet at us on Twitter using the hashtag mbmbam or @mbmbam. And you can call us at 203-MBMBAM1. We didn't get a lot of calls this week. I think we only got one. I think people are nervous to call us.
We mocked them very, very hard last week.
Just call and say hey.
Like, we're not going to answer if that's what you're worried about. It's just a voicemail. We can't answer. So just call and leave a message and, you know, just talk. We want to hear your voices. We've seen your words. We want to hear them with our ears.
Also, this week we were chastised because apparently we've been ignoring our Zune users.
That's not true.
Who?
I don't know how Zune works. What does Zune do?
I use a Zune, and I just want all the Zune users out there to know that you know, we support you guys. There's a link to the RSS feed on there.
Are they just thinking about Zubily Zoo?
Yes. Zubamafu? What is it?
Zubumafu. That's right. You know.
Menominot. Oh, I'm going to give away a code for the podcast. A free code to download the app.
Right now?
No. I'm going to give it to somebody who... pick somebody at random who tweets a link to our app's page. Yeah. You just go into iTunes, right-click on the app... And or you can search for it on the internet, whatever.
I love the cyclical nature of this giveaway.
Yeah, I know. And you do that, and you can get a free code. I'm going to pick somebody at random to get one.
Our final question of the day comes us from Yahoo Answers user Material, which is spelled wrong. Who asks, where can I find a plastic spatula for my George Foreman grill?
Justin McElroy.
I'm Travis McElroy.
I'm Griffin McElroy.
This has been my brother and me. Kiss your dad. Square on the lips.
You will never know me.